Happy New Year to everyone. We've been off the last couple of weeks, and we're ready to kick off 2017 and hit the ground running. We're going to be joined tonight by a young man named Nick Tomalides out of Melbourne, Florida. Nick is the head, is the director, let me be sure I got this right now, he's executive director for U.S. Term Limits, all right? And I think this is something we can all get our head around. I was fortunate enough back before the Christmas holidays to be invited to a meeting. One of our representatives, Mike Sparks, was at. It was on a Monday evening. Nick was there. And Marty and Pam Luffman were good enough to call me and give me a personal invite. I'm glad they did. I don't know if you remember, not some of you that listen regularly. About 3 weeks ago, Pam was good enough to call in and try to talk us through this. She knows much more about it than we do. We're going to get into this thing, and Nick hopefully will be joining us at about 7-8 minutes after the hour. He's going to give me a call, and we're going to let him guide you through what Article 5 convention effort that's taking place and how this will work. And it will be an uphill battle, but you can do it, and he needs your help. And he'll explain to you the ins and outs of it. Some people are not for term limits, and I certainly respect that, and I understand it. Oh, okay. Dalton Barrett's on the board, as usual. But for right now, yes, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
You're tuned in to the PI program, Tips and Tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer, taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
All right, and good evening, everyone. I'm only about 80% here today, folks. I've been fighting a cold all week, so bear with me. And this is the PI Show with me, Edmund Lee Raymer. We're coming to you live. This broadcast is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight, me or Nick or all the rest of us, with your questions, comments, or ideas at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send Dalton a text to that number, and he will be glad to read your question over the air. If you, some of you are a little radio shy, you don't care to go on the air, and I certainly understand that. And please, we know some people really don't want to go on air. You may not want people to know who you are or whatever, and for certain reasons, and that's understandable. You can message us on Facebook, as many of you do, at Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee Legal/Law. You can just go to my own personal page, Ed Raymer, E-D-R-A-Y-M-E-R. And you can send me a text on my phone, as some of you do from time to time. It's 615-390-7219. Our email address is privateinvest@bellsouth.net. That number you can call me at, again, is my personal phone, 615-390-7219. As I said, Mr. Nick Tomalides is going to be joining us. He is in Melbourne, Florida, and to try and walk us through this thing. Hope everybody's having a good 2017. I've been a little cold for my nature here the last week or so, but as I understand, we're going to be warming up by the middle to the end of the week to around 55, 60, and I'll bet it even get a little warmer than that. By the way, Dalton Barrett, the Rutherford County schools are closed tomorrow. Is that correct? Rutherford County schools are closed. Nothing on Murfreesboro City yet. Okay. So stay next to your television screens for that. And like I said, we're going to discuss the situation on term limits. And you can go, you can look this up, you can Google it up. Nick's going to lead us through this thing. Term limit supporters have always wondered, how can we get a constitutional amendment to limit term limit Congress if Congress, which won't limit its own power, controls the amending process? America's visionary founders planned for this problem, okay? And they equipped the Constitution with a solution. It's the Article 5 Convention, which Nick will go over with you. It allows the American people to term limit Congress without needing lawmakers' approval. Process which not only comes not from Washington, but the states. It was designed specifically to rein in abuses of power coming from members of the House and Senate. And I think folks on both sides of the aisle can, you know, get on board with this one. We've all talked about it for many years, sitting around your diners and your coffee tables and your homes. And I still have, if you remember a few weeks ago, I had a list of people that had been up there 40 years or more. There's four pages of them. I brought it back up here tonight. One-term member, John Dingell, had been there. He's retired now. He'd been there 59 years, you know. Okay. Dalton, we're going to go to our first break, and hopefully when we come back, if you hear from Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits and J. Mellon's Jewelers, we'll be joined by Mr. Nick Tomolini. Stay with us. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
And we are back. We have Mr. Nick Tomolini's on the phone with us. Dalton's got to plug in a cord, Nick. Stay with us just a minute. He's under the desk, folks. Bless his heart.
You got it?
Not yet. Just bear with us.
Just kind of feel for a second.
Okay, I'll feel. And what we're going to be talking about, again, is term limits and the Article 5 Convention, which allows American people to limit, to term limit Congress without needing lawmakers' approval. This process goes through the states, okay, not Washington, D.C. So, at any rate, are we there? Oh, no. Okay. Nick, bear with us. All right, folks, we're here. Anyway, while we're waiting and to get all our technical things taken care of, we had just a whole series in the last week. Well, really back before Christmas started, to be truthful with you, we had a series of people to pass away on us. Good friend of ours, Linda Jones Taylor. Linda was 62 years old. A wonderful person, wonderful family. We grew up with these people. Then our aunt, Rita Nelson, she passed away. We were at her visitation last Sunday, which was New Year's Day. Then a good friend of ours down here, the day we had Linda's funeral, it was the same day Bonnie Miranda, she buried her father. And then another good friend of ours, and Bonnie knows this man very well, Russell Key, his father passed away. We were not able to make that when he was in buried in West Tennessee. So thoughts and prayers are with all of these people. It's been a pretty rough holiday for all of them. And, you know, but we'll get there. No doubt about that. Okay, let's see here. And Nick, if you're there, please stay with us because Dalton's going to get you fixed up here in a minute. And all right, let me give you an example of what you're looking at here. On some of these people that have served forever in Congress. And this is just a few. As I said, I've got four pages here of people that have been there 40 years or more. John Dingell, Robert Byrd, Carl Hayden. Okay, are we there? There? Okay. Bear with us, folks. Let's see here. I've got this for you. John Conyers, who is still there, the Democrat, been there 51 years, almost 52. Carl Vinson was there 50 years, 48 years. Emanuel Seller, I guess that's what it's pronounced. Mr. Sam Rabin was there 48 years. We all remember him. Strom Thurmond was there 48 years. I remember Senator Thurmond, one of the last votes I saw him make, they had to put him in a wheelchair. And with all due respect, I don't know if he was even sure where he was. And they took him to the Senate floor for a vote. Senator Ted Kennedy was there, 48 years. Joseph Gurney Cannon was there, 46 years. And it goes on and on. And here's more that made a career out of it. So, is he there?
Can you hear me?
I've got you now. Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you, sir.
Okay. All right. I have, again, on the line. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it. Nick, sorry, we had a bit of a complication here. Nick Tumbleides. Nick, how are you doing? And I trust you've had a great holiday.
I'm doing well. I've had a great holiday and a good new year, and I'm looking forward to working on this term limits movement all year. So it's an exciting time.
Right. I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to just go through and tell people how this works and start, you know, at the beginning. And how did you get involved in it? I mean, can you tell us that?
Mm-hmm, sure. Well, you know, I first want to start with what you were just talking about. You know, all of these guys who have served in Congress for forever, basically.
Right.
And if you go back to the founding fathers and the way this country was created, you know, that would have been totally alien to them, this concept of a career politician. You know, when our country was started, they looked at elected office in Washington as public service, as a calling. You
right.
would go there for a little while, you would do the job, you would get the laws done, and then you would come home. You'd come back to the farm or the schoolhouse or your law practice, whatever you did, and you'd live under the laws that you made.
Right.
And, you know, the average tenure in Washington, you mentioned guys who were there 48, 50 years.
Right.
The average tenure in Washington was only 4 years for a congressman until the year 1900. So this idea of a career politician didn't even exist for the majority of our country's history.
Well, a lot of them, as I understand, they went back to, they had to go back because they had to make a living.
They did. You couldn't get fat and happy in Washington back in the 1700s, 1800s. That is a new thing. All these perks and privileges that Congress members have,
right.
that is a new innovation by people who, you know, care more about building empires up there than public service. And so term limits has emerged as the grassroots movement that people are looking at to try to fix this problem, to try to go back to citizen legislature in Washington that actually listens to the people, that's closer to the people, that comes home once they're done doing the job, and don't become career politicians.
Right.
And so, you know, we're working on this movement. We want to get this done. You've had, in the last few weeks, not just the president-elect Donald Trump, but you've also had President Obama say that term limits are a good thing.
Right.
And term limits is the most popular and the most bipartisan political issue in the country. If you look at nationwide, 75% of people support term limits, Republicans, Democrats, and independents.
Right.
If you look in Tennessee, it's over 80% of people who support it.
I know you brought that up at our meeting in Smyrna. It was more than, here in Tennessee, was more than 80%. And, you know, like I was saying, it's amazing. We all sit around the coffee table, or we sit around our diner and say, you know, how long is he going to serve? You know, and
That's exactly right. I mean, you shouldn't have to wait for an indictment to get somebody out of office, in my opinion.
And, true.
And so, you know, in the 1990s, we had this strategy of, you know, getting states to try to pass ballot measures. They'd either be modifying the state statute or they'd be modifying the state constitution for term limits on Congress, on their Congress members. The Supreme Court said, that's unconstitutional. In order to get this done, you need a federal constitutional amendment.
Right.
You need it to change the federal constitution to put term limits on Congress. Now, the problem that created was, doesn't that mean that we need to go ask Congress to vote for term limits on themselves, which is a very unlikely proposition.
That's not ever going to happen. Right.
It's not. They love the perks and the privilege and the power. So, you know, the founding fathers, as you mentioned, were very smart. And they gave the people another way to amend the Constitution and get amendments that the Congress might not like, but that were in the country's best interest. That is called the Article 5 Convention.
Okay.
And the way you do this is you go into your state legislature and you ask your state legislature to pass a resolution for the Term Limits Convention. Once we get 34 state legislatures to pass those resolutions, the convention can meet. The delegates to it are picked by the states. They would write an amendment to term limit Congress, and then it would come back to the states for final approval. And right now in Tennessee, this upcoming session, which I think starts in a few days.
Starts Tuesday, I believe. Yes, starts Tuesday, I believe.
That's right. We will have a resolution filed by Representative Dennis Powers and Mike Sparks. Your representative is going to be sponsoring that as well.
Right.
For this term limits convention. And so it's very important that we reach out, call the boys in Nashville, and say, let's get this done.
Well, I can't agree more. You know, and I was so happy, and I really was, that Marty and Pam Luffman were good enough to call me and say, you know, I was on the air. And he called and said, we're having a meeting Monday night. It's not you were here. And gave me a personal invite. And I'm glad to be aboard on this thing. And, you know, I know there's humps and bumps and there's, you know, all that to it. I understand all that. No one's going to agree 100% on everything. But, like I said, 75-80% of the people in this country have said, you know, enough's enough.
Right.
And, I mean, you limit your presidents. You limit your governors. I mean, now, is anything, and I don't mean to get the cart before the horse. I'll tell you what, Nick, hold on. We're going to go to our first break, okay? Well, our second break, really. And we'll be back in 2 minutes, okay?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, thank you. Dalton Barrett takes us to a break. You're listening to The P.I. Show. I'm being joined by Nick Tumbalides. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes. Tell her with the bluegrass song. Beep, beep,
Keeping the pulse of our community, First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Man on the Street Report. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We invite you to come and see why there is a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. The difference is in our staff and our employees. We do go the extra mile to make every person that walks in our door feel special and take care of their specific banking needs. We'd love an opportunity to be your bank. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. First National Bank of Murfreesboro is proud to be the exclusive sponsor of WGNS's Man on the Street broadcast.
What are your opinions on seatbelt checkpoints?
I think it's kind of pointless because if you don't want to wear a seatbelt, I mean, it's only going to affect you. Why should we waste taxpayer dollars paying for someone to check seatbelts?
I think it's just another means of taking away freedom. In other words, let the people be responsible the best they can. If they get caught with not their seatbelt on, let them pay the consequence. But we need to keep freedom in America.
I mean, if it's a law, you know, I mean, it's good to respect it and everything. But, I mean, one of them things that a good way for the government to collect money and everything.
Well, I mean, a seatbelt's going to save your life. So, I mean, I don't think you should have to pay money to have checkpoints in, because ultimately putting your seatbelt on is like you saving your life. Like, I don't know. It's your decision. You need to be responsible.
Those were your opinions, and with that, I'm Dalton Barrett, your man on the street.
Celebrating 70 years as your good neighbor station. Thanks, Rutherford County, for trusting News Radio WGNS.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Thank you, Dalton Barrett. The PI show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer. And how we ever got here, I don't know, but I'm glad we did. Nick Tomalini's, are you still there, Nick?
I'm still here, Ed.
All right. Nick, please pick up and take off where you left off and how this process is going and what we'll be going through.
Sure. Well, you know, this process works through the state legislatures. Like I mentioned, you need 34 state legislatures to make this call for a term limits convention. And that's an amendment convention where, you know, the delegates the state select would come together and they would write an amendment for congressional term limits, no other topic. That would come back to the states for final approval. So what you're doing there is you're circumventing Congress. You're going around the U.S. Congress. You know, no one thinks that turkeys are going to vote for Thanksgiving. Nobody thinks that chickens are going to vote for Colonel Sanders. And so we're not relying on Congress to get this done. We're going
right
into the states.
Okay.
That's what this is all about. And in Tennessee, and our organization is going to be doing the organizing around the country. So we're going in Tennessee. We're going in at least a dozen other states this year to try to get this passed, try to get it done, build up momentum. You know, the founders, they also didn't intend for the Constitution to be amended easily. They wanted
right
it to be tough because they only wanted quality stuff to get in there.
True.
And so we're going around the country. We're kicking this movement off this year. We're going to be in Tennessee and other states. But if you're in Tennessee, the thing you got to do is contact the legislature and say, pass this term limits convention thing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, and I don't want to get the cart before the horse. That's where we were before the break. Has anyone come up with numbers yet as far as terms? Would you have 2 4-year terms or 3 2-year
you know,
terms or whatever? I don't know. For Congress,
that
you
would
know.
That would probably be up to the delegates at the convention who would be selected by the states. You know, if you ask me my opinion, I think I like eight years.
Right.
I think if 8 years is good enough for the President of the United States, it should be good enough for the Congress as well. So
I'm
an 8-is-enough supporter. Mm-hmm. I think that's enough time to get the job done without becoming too entrenched and corrupt.
Right.
But, you know, in the Senate, you might have to go a little bit longer because of that 6-year term, so maybe the Senate would be 12 years.
Yeah, because normally a lot of these people will come up through Congress and then move on up to the Senate because they have now their name recognition. And so it's possible they could still end up staying there 16, 20 years, but at least it is something to put the brakes on, this lifelong thing, and then their kids in it, and their wives or their spouses or their lobbyists and everything else, you know.
It's a heck of a lot better than 50 or 60 years, I'll tell you that much. And what you just mentioned with this idea of the lobbyists and the revolving door, term limits would really do a good job fighting that, because the reason these guys and their staff can leave Washington, go over to K Street and become lobbyists is because they are marketing those relationships that they've built up. So they're not really selling any particular skill. They're just selling this network that they have. They know all the career politicians who are already in Washington. But if you drain the swamp, if you get their old bosses out of there on a regular basis, they're not going to be able to go off and become lobbyists and make a boatload of money that way. So term limits puts a jam in the revolving door as well, which is very important for people who want to see a crackdown on lobbying and special interests.
Sure. And again, that is something that our founding fathers didn't count on either, with lobbyists. That was unheard of then. I mean,
that's right.
You know, and people, and this, I know Citizens United, some people love it and other people hate it and all that. But I do think when you can just give an unlimited amount of money to, you know, I saw somebody posted on Facebook, you may have seen it, is let's just make president whoever raises the most money. In a way, that's kind of got some truth to it, you know.
Hey, Congress works the same way. I mean, if you look at how powerful these incumbents are, you know, they have. Why is it that Congress has a 10% approval rating but a 95% reelection rating?
I know.
I mean, if that is not a sign of a broken system, I don't know what is. And the way they do it is by building up all the name recognition. The special interests give money to the incumbents in Washington at 8 times the rate that they give money to the challengers. And, you know, the politicians say, well, why don't you just beat me in an election? That's like a casino owner saying, well, why don't you just beat the House? It's impossible.
Sure.
These guys are just too powerful and too entrenched, and you need term limits to break up that monopoly.
Well,
it's never going to resolve itself.
And the longer they stay, the more power they get. And
that's exactly right.
You know, I mean, and it's always been amazing to me. I said it when George W. Bush was in, who I think I think the Bush family is a fine family, you know. Didn't agree with a lot of their politics, but they're good people. And even every president we've had, they've always had a higher approval rating than Congress has. I mean, it's crazy, you know. I mean, and, you know, before we point the dirty end of the stick at whoever might be president, he or she, I mean, maybe I'm like you. What is it, a 95%, you know, voting return, putting them back in, a 95% voting, how did you put it?
Well, they have Congress's 10% approval rating. If you ask the American people, what do you think of Congress? Only 1 in 10 people will say,
sure,
I love Congress.
Right.
The other 9 in 10 will say they're doing a terrible job. And 60% of people say they would fire all of Congress right now if they could. They'd press a button to do that. That's how much how angry people are and disgusted with this mess that we have. But at the same time, Congress has a 95% reelection rate. And that's because the name of the game up there is seniority. And, you know, you need to spend 15 years, maybe become chairman of a committee. If you want to become a leader, you got to spend 20, 25 years. And so these guys bide their time. They wait it out. They wait for other people to retire. And then once they have 2-3 decades up there, they say, you're never going to term limit me. And, you know, they dig in their heels, and they're too powerful to defeat. So, like I said, you have to do something to break up that monopoly, because they're never going to police themselves in Washington.
How did you get in on this? Now, I say in on it like it's some kind of private club. I mean, how are you guys funded, or, I mean, how does this work?
Well, I got in on this because, you know, I was very politically active in college. I'm not that old. I'm 27 years old.
Right.
I was very politically active in college, and there were all kinds of issues that I cared about. You know, I cared about the economy. I cared about social issues. I cared about environmental issues, all kinds of things. But I realized that if you don't fix the basic structure of the system, you're never going to get any of those policies enacted, because Congress is not listening to you. They're listening to the lobbyists. They're listening to their donors. They're listening to special interests.
True.
And so unless you affect that structural change, you're never going to get things done that you want. And so that's what I realized, and I fell in love with this term limits issue because it's so bipartisan. You know, all these politicians are always saying we need to do something bipartisan.
Right.
They're saying, I want to work across the aisle. But then you have the most bipartisan issue in America, term limits, and the guys in Washington don't want to touch it.
I wonder why.
That's right.
I can't imagine.
Our organization, though, you know, we're funded with angels and activists. You know, we have some wealthy people who really care about this, and then we have average Americans who, you know, will put $5 in an envelope and send it out to us because they care so much about this effort.
Okay.
So it's really a wide range of people.
Nick, we're going to go to our next break for 2 minutes. Hang with us, if you would, please. We're going to keep you on the line, if you would. We're being joined by Nick Tomalides of Melbourne, Florida, and U.S. Term Limits Executive Director. This is Edwin Lee Raymer. Back with you in 2 minutes.
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County schools are closed on Monday due to ice on rural roads. Murfreesboro City schools are open and on time. County schools closed, city schools open and on time.
You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Yeah, we are back with PI Show. I'm Edwin Lee Raymer, and that is a little Ozzy Osbourne to bring you back in here. Dalton Barrett on the board, and we are joined again by Nick Tomalides. Nick, are you still there, son?
I'm still there.
When I say son, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry.
I'm here as long as you need me.
Yeah, by the way, what kind of weather are y'all having in Melbourne, Florida? Is it cooled off down there, too?
Oh, yeah, it's freezing out here right now by Florida standards. About 35, 40 degrees here.
Oh, so, well, yeah, I think
that's abnormal.
Middle of the week, I think we're supposed to be up around 60, 65, and I wouldn't be surprised if we, by Wednesday or Thursday, are touching 70 degrees because it has been crazy down here. I mean, it's just been a mess. Nick is talking us through the movement of Article 5. Convention effort to put term limits on Congress. Nick, how many states are you in right now, and how are you feeling about it? And, you know, lead us through that.
Sure. Yeah, well, we're currently in a dozen states, and keep in mind, this organized effort is brand new. We just launched this in 2016. And in 2016, we did a trial run in the state of Florida, here where I live,
right.
And we did pass the Florida legislature for the term limits convention. So, you know, we're still at the very beginning, and we have a lot of work to do. But we're motivated, and we're going to be targeting a dozen states in 2017. So we're hoping a dozen in 2017, and then maybe 20 or more the following year, and we get this done in a few years. It's going to be a multi-year project because, like I said, amending the Constitution is tough by design, but we're never going to give up on it because we believe so deeply that this needs to be done.
Oh, well, you know, I think all of us are, we're all on board with that. And I think, you know, I do understand we didn't have a big turnout at the meeting where you were here in Smyrna. But, you know, I think it's because people have grown so cynical of everything. You know, so you're going to limit them. Yeah, we've done this before. But I don't think they understand this process. This is something that I've always said, if you go to the law books, it's in there. You can find it. And did you dig this up, or did someone else come to you with this idea, or have you known about it all along? I take it you're a political science guy.
Yeah, I'm a political science guy. I wouldn't call myself a political scientist.
Okay.
But okay. You know, what happened, this started in 1787. I mean, the founding fathers were at Philadelphia, and they were about to print a constitution that said only Congress can do constitutional amendments. And then you had one delegate, guy George Mason of Virginia. He's very very smart. He has a college named after him now in Virginia, George
right.
Mason University.
Sure.
He said, well, wait a minute. If you let Congress have all the control of the amending process, you will never get amendments that the people need, because occasionally Congress is going to abuse their power, and you'll have no way to handle that. And so Mason came up with this idea of a convention of the states to allow the states to bypass Congress and get things done. So that's when it started. But it has not been done successfully yet in America's history. We haven't had the convention yet, but it has been used to get other constitutional amendments. If you look back at the amendment for direct election of senators, you know, whatever you might think of that amendment, the way they got that done was having the states organize for a convention, put pressure on Congress, and then Congress proposed the amendment. The same thing with presidential term limits and a few other amendments. And so the process has never been done to completion, but it has been, you know, the way to lay the groundwork for other amendments that have gotten done. So even if the convention is never held, which is a remote possibility, we believe it will be,
right.
Then you can still use this pressure to get Congress to do the right thing, because they're not going to have any other choice.
Now, let's say you get, for example, let's say everybody in Tennessee is on board, and it would take you 2 years to get the balance of the states you need. Say you need 34?
Mm-hmm, that's
okay.
Right.
Is there a time limit on this thing? In other words, would the rule expire, or once it's done, the deed's done, and then if it takes even 4 or 5 years to get everybody, get these 34 states, you still got it?
We still have it, because the resolution is good until the state repeals it. And so in order for – Tennessee passes it this session. We think they will. We're feeling good about it. If they pass it this session, then it would be good until someone decides to repeal it. And because in Tennessee the feelings for congressional term limits are so strong, we don't see that happening.
Okay.
So, you know, we're targeting states where congressional term limits are very popular, although that pretty much is all 50 of them.
Yeah,
so
pretty well,
it's kind
I would
of
say
easy
so.
For us to do this. Because there's no state where term limits is below, I would say, 70% with the public.
Right. Well, me and you both know this. I mean, I'm 58 years old. You got people that's been in there longer than I've been around. I mean, you know, how much legislation are you trying to get passed anyway? What type? You know, what are you working
right.
on anyway? Nick,
right.
Sorry, we're going to go to our next break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We're with Nick Tomalides. Out of Melbourne, Florida, we're discussing term limits. PI Show, Edmund Lee Raymer, back with you in 2 minutes.
Clark Howard on WGNS.
My son loves wearing headphones when he's watching YouTube or when he's doing Minecraft stuff. He's 11 years old and wears those headphones a lot of hours each day. And I'm always talking to him about making sure that the volume on those headphones is not too high. But I can't monitor every minute of every day. So I want to tell you something. If you have children that wear headphones, to check out a link we have at Clark.com for a study done by Wirecutter, who found that of 30 children's headphones they tested that protect children's hearing, half of them didn't deliver on the claims they made. So you may have bought headphones for your child that you thought would keep them safe, and you may have just wasted your money, and your kids' ears could still get harmed. So check out the link to make sure your kids are safe.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Thank you, Dalton Barrett. Glad to be with you, Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI show. Nick Tomalides is with us. Nick, I wanted to ask you something. You still there, I hope?
Yep, pass away.
How will this apply to state legislators?
Are you asking if the term limits would apply to state legislators?
Yes, yes.
It would not. This is strictly for members of Congress, so this would not apply to state legislators. You know, you're kind of looking at a different situation in this case because you have a lot smaller districts. You have a lot less money spent. You don't have people who are thousands of miles away. So there's less of a movement for state legislators, and you also probably couldn't do that without initiative and referendum, which many states don't have, or they make it difficult to do that. So this would focus only on federal members of Congress.
So it must be done state by state.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this before I let you go, because we're into one of our final segments here. How can people get a hold of you? Because I will be rebroadcasting this at some point in the future, because I feel this is a hot-button issue with a lot of people. How do people get a hold of you? Give them your information so we'll have it here online.
Well, if people want to get in touch with U.S. term limits, if people want to volunteer for this movement, I expect there's going to be some volunteer opportunities, especially in Tennessee. We're probably going to do a day at the Capitol where folks can come out and talk to the legislators about how important this is. Go to termlimits.org, termlimits.org.
Okay.
And you can sign the petition there, which we'll send to Congress to let them know that you feel strongly about this. We'll send it to the state legislators. And you can also send me a message on there. So go to termlimits.org to get involved. And, you know, this is such an important effort, Ed, and I just wanted to thank you for having me on and giving this some attention. It really is a shame that when almost 80% of Americans agree on something, it's still not the law of the land, because career politicians are blocking it.
Well, it is.
Out of self-interest. That is outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And I'm, again, so grateful that Marty was good enough to call me up a few weeks ago and said, hey, this guy's going to be here. Mike Sparks is going to join us. Why don't you come on down? Because, you know, a lot of us are on different sides of the aisle on different issues, back and forth. That's part of it. That's life. But like you said, everybody, you can go to any, I'll take you to any small town in the Southeast for sure. sit down and get a cup of coffee and say, what do you think about term limits? I think it's time we do something, you know. And a lot of people just don't know what to do, you know.
I think the people in this country who oppose term limits are now down to just the politicians in Washington and their immediate family members. That's how overwhelming this is right now.
Right.
And you mentioned Marty Luffman. I had the privilege of meeting Marty at that event, and he is just an incredible guy. I can't put in enough of a plug for him. You know, as a historian, he has seen it all. He's seen it all in your area.
Yeah,
and he knows how politicians operate in general and how important this is. So it's an honor to have Marty aboard the term limits train here.
I think so, too, and Mike as well. And Marty, I'm going to tell you, if he says he's going to do it, it'll get done. I mean, he's with you, you know.
Absolutely.
And he's been a supporter of this broadcast, and I appreciate it so much. And, you know, we'll be seeing each other again as it goes by. And this, my friend, is not the last time we'll be talking to you. We want to put you on, maybe from now on, not for the whole hour, but to keep us, you know, apprised of what's going on and how's it going and all.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it. We're going to have some updates in the near future on this bill, this resolution moving through the Tennessee legislature. So I'd love to keep your audience apprised of that. You know, let me know when I can call in. I would love to do it anytime.
I do. And I want to thank you. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you thanks for, because I know you're an hour ahead of us and it's getting a little late down there. But thank you so much for being here. Now, do you stay in Washington or are you just on the road all the time, Nick? Or
I usually split my time because I don't like Washington, D.C., like most Americans.
Okay.
I'm one of the few political people who doesn't really like Washington all that much. So we have an office up there, but I stay in Florida most of the time, and then I travel around the country to explain to people what this movement is all about and how they can get involved. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Tennessee. I was in Knoxville a few weeks ago. I'm going to be in Memphis in a few weeks, and I'm certainly going to be coming back to your area as well.
Sure.
But that's pretty much where I'm at.
Well, you know, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't to get the ball rolling and get people, we can get people to get some confidence, not only in you, but in the movement and say,
right,
okay, yeah, this, okay, guy knows what he's talking about. And I told Dalton during the breaks, I said, and Dalton even told me, he said, this guy's on the ball. I said, I know he is. I said, that's the reason I want him. You know, he's, and you are, and I'm not blowing any smoke at you. I don't mean that. But finally, someone that stands up and says, look, here's how we can go about this. Is it going to work? Can't guarantee it. But
no one can guarantee anything these
sure,
days.
Sure. But so far, it looks very good to me. And
well, that's right. And I think one thing that really inspires a lot of people, when you tell them about term limits, they'll tell you, well, no, Congress is never going to do that.
Right.
And they're right about that.
Yes, sir.
Very unlikely. But they didn't know that there's a way to avoid that problem of the foxes guarding the hen house. You can get around Congress if you use this convention. This is in the Constitution. Article 5 of the Constitution says you can do this. And so a lot of people don't know that, and when they hear about it, they're inspired. They have a renewed confidence when they hear about it. And so that's part of what we're trying to do. We're trying to explain to people that this other avenue is out there, that we should be using it. It was designed for the citizens. And we're excited.
Well, I had no idea it existed. And I must say, when Marty called, like I said, I don't doubt Marty and Pam. I don't mean that at all. But I thought, well, okay, sure, I'll go down. Marty wouldn't waste everybody's time, you know. And it just opened my eyes to say, and another, our Rutherford County property assessor, Rob Mitchell, he's on board. And I don't know if you got to meet Rob or not that night, but, you know, he was there. And you know, from people from both sides of the aisle are on board. And I think you've touched a nerve here. And it's a good nerve, because goodness knows their nerves
right.
need to be touched. We're going to go to our last break, Nick. I'll come back. I promise I won't keep you much longer and let you go to bed. But this is the PI Show. Me, Edmund Lilly Raymer. I'm being joined by Nick Tomalides out of Melbourne, Florida, on U.S. Term Limits Convention. Back with you in 2 minutes.
Next on News. News Radio WGNS. It's your Snow Patrol report.
Rutherford County schools are closed on Monday due to ice on rural roads. Murfreesboro City schools are open and on time. County schools closed, city schools open and on time.
I'm Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, and here's the latest market news from the Edward Jones Financial Desk.
The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both achieved record highs. In economic news, the U.S. economy created 156,000 jobs last month, and worker pay rose at the fastest pace since the Great Recession. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate edged at 4.7 from 4.6 as more people entered the labor force in search of work. In corporate news, Teva Pharmaceuticals released a downbeat earnings forecast for 2017, sending shares lower. In bond market news, U.S. bond prices finished lower. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 201 points, or about 1% from last week. In the S&P 500, the best-performing sector was technology, while the worst-performing was telecom. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 64.51 points at 19,963 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 7.98 points at 2,276 points, and the NASDAQ Composite Index was up 33.12 points at 5,521 points. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange was moderate, with 769 million shares traded. Decliners outnumbered advancers by roughly a 3-2 margin. The spot price of gold fell $7.74 to $1,172. The spot price of silver fell 11 cents to $16.48, and crude oil prices fell 9 cents to $53.67. The 30-year Treasury yield closed at 3.0%, and the 10-year Treasury yield finished at 2.42%.
This is Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, member SIPC, bringing you the daily market news here on News Radio WGNS. I'd love to talk to you about your financial needs. My office is located in the Public Shopping Center on the corner of Rutherford and Broad, or you can call us at 615-907-7056. Thanks for listening to today's Wall Street to Church Street report.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right. Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show. We're with Nick Tombolides. Nick, you still there?
I am still here.
Okay. Nick, we've got less than 8 minutes to go. Tell people again, give them your website, your contact information.
Sure. If people want to get in touch with us, if people want to volunteer for Term Limits, just go to termlimits.org, termlimits.org.
Okay. Now, as a matter of fact, I Googled this thing, and of course it's all over, internet and all that. And, it'll take you right to it. I mean, Google's got you covered. So I looked it up the last few days because I knew he was going to be joining us. And I can't thank you enough for doing this. And keep us posted. I know we're on Facebook. Keep us posted and let us know something develops. You want to take it to the people? You got a voice here, because we all believe in this,
Hey, I appreciate that, Ed, and I'm with you 100%. I think everybody agrees that we need to fix our broken government here.
Right.
We need to end this idea of career politicians that the founders never intended. We just had a very whatever side you were on, we just
right.
had a very, very divisive election in
right.
this country. What better way to heal our republic than by having Democrats, Republicans, and Independents come together and work on this issue of term limits for Congress?
Right.
So I wanted to thank Mike Sparks, Marty and Pam Luffman, and we're going to get this done in Tennessee this year.
Well, I hope you're right. And, I think you're right. The environment is ripe for a movement like this. And it's time. There comes a time when, it's been way too long. Like you said, started in 1787, I think you said, is when this thing finally started out. And everybody has pretty well just come to the conclusion that these guys and gals are just going to do whatever they want. Well, sounds like we've got hold of some people that, like you, that have said, wait a minute, I've got an idea here. And I think that's great. My mother always said, hang around younger people, their ideas. All of us, our ideas, a lot of them will never work out. But, boy, when you get hold of one that does, it's a dandy. And this has been a good one. And I've told my entire family about it, and a lot of them are listening tonight, and we're anxious to hear what you had to say on it. Thank you so much. Anything else that you could get into before we go? We've got about 5 minutes left.
I don't really have anything else. I'm just excited to see the traction that this movement is getting all over the country. And, I'm really hopeful about what kind of government that we'll have in this country after we get term limits on Congress. I mean, just think about it. Instead of the same people there for decades, you're going to get fresh faces. You're going to get fresh ideas. Sure. You're going to get solutions to problems that nobody in Washington had ever thought of before because they were stuck inside this bubble for so long. And, I think citizen legislators will do a lot better job than career politicians.
Well,
you already see that in the states. You see that in state legislatures where people who have actual jobs and experience do a better job than career politicians do in Washington.
Well, I think we were talking tonight of the meeting down in Smyrna with Mike Sparks. Mike's basically a small businessman. He's got to come home and face his constituents. And as any politician will tell you that's in touch with their people, constituents have a very unique way of letting you know if they approve of what you're doing or not.
Absolutely.
And I think you've got some people in Washington that probably will not approve of anything you're doing, Nick, but that's okay. But, like we've all said, I mean, the president has term limits. You have term limits on your governors and, people just get in there and stay. Nick Tomolini's out of Melbourne, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us. It has been a pleasure, and stay in touch. I know you will.
I was happy to be on, and I will definitely keep you guys aware of what's going on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Good night.
Good night.
That is Mr. Nick Tomolini's in Melbourne, Florida. He is, again, with the Term Limits Convention. He's the executive director of U.S. Term Limits, and you can reach them at termlimits.org. You can find them. It's not hard to find at all. And I think that Nick is right. We've got a system. It's not totally broken. I mean, it's not all of that, but it needs some tweaking. And I think we have a young man here that's found a tool for tweaking it. And we wish him all the best, and he will be back. I look forward to having him. Very intelligent young man. And, everyone's getting on board with this. So glad to have him. And, again, we will have him back at a later date. And we're going to get ready and get out of here. I want to thank all of you all for joining us. I want to ask you, if you're living in a different state or whatever, if you're listening, we're looking at trying to syndicate this broadcast. And I need your help. If you've got a local radio station you'd like to put us on, we would appreciate you giving them a call and say, hey, this guy's got something going on. And it would be much appreciated if you did. And, we certainly would welcome the opportunity. We've been in, I have probably about 140 stations that have our information. And so they know we're around. We're working on we've been here more than 3.5 years now. So we're going to try and syndicate it, get us in some more states, more counties here, especially in Middle Tennessee. And if you're listening and you know someone at one of your stations that you've got a contact there, please look them up. Give them a nudge for me. I thank you so much, Dalton. We're going to go ahead and get out of here, play a little music. For the PI Show, Dalton Barrett, thank you again. Evan Lee Raymer, and we will be back with you next Sunday. Good night.